Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax, they turned up to the max. Damn.
Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at @HotSugarTea. And now, back to your program.
This is Layla Price, and you'll listen to Hot Sugar Tea.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another great episode of Hot Sugar Tea right here on Dollhouse Radio. This is the last show of the year, guys. It's our last show tonight. We won't be back until the first week of January 2019. I'm so excited to say that. Because it's been a great year here with you guys, and we're super, 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 super just honored that you guys have rocked with us this long. Thank you guys so much to all the listeners. Next year we're hoping to have a bigger, better show just for you guys, because we definitely love doing what we do. Tonight we're only going to be here for 1 hour because we are winding down for the holidays, and it's a lot of stuff to do, and I got a whole lot of stuff to do tonight. So we're going to be here for an hour, and then we will see you guys next year. So we're going to do the show. We're going to do a condensed show tonight. Just keep it rolling. Keep everything just going. If you guys want to call in, 646-595-4038 is the number to call in. Press 1 if you want to talk. We'll answer the phones all throughout the night for the hour that we're here. I'm bringing in my host. Ralph Terry is here with us tonight. Ralph, welcome to the show.
Hello, happy holidays, season greetings.
Yes, Yes. Let's talk about this year. This has been a up and down year because we had a rocky start. We had some sad news within the adult film industry where people, you know, took their lives. Adult film stars passing. Just a lot of stuff has happened this year. But it's been a lot of positive stuff happening, too, especially when you talk about things within our union, just other stars reaching out to each other, coming together when they see that somebody needs support and some, you know, just to talk. What do you think about this year, 2018? What do you think about it?
I'm going to put this as 2018, the year that tested my nerves, because my nerves have been tested this year. Between the suicide in the business, hatred,
yeah.
racism in the business,
yeah.
it has tested my nerves. But it also makes me very proud and very happy to see a lot of the strides that we are gaining as a group, as an adult industry family. That when the chips are now that we see when the chips are really coming down, that we are striving to pull together to get problems solved before it gets out of hand. When actresses or actors are reaching out saying that they have mental health issues, we're reaching out to them, you know, to prevent them from doing something, some harm to themselves. So that makes me very, very happy. It makes me very encouraging that 2019 we will see more of this, that there won't be any suicides, that there will not be any accidental overdoses. It gives me a lot of encouragement for the next year.
Yes. I'm hoping that 2019, and I'm just putting that out there, that 2019 will be a much better year, and people will recognize, because I think that we're starting to see a lot of people really take the mental illness serious within the adult film industry. We had that conversation last week. But when you see people reaching out and people trying to actually put you know, do something and help people. I really think that within our own community, we're seeing that people are taking it serious, and hopefully this year it will be better coming up in 2019. It will be a better conversation. And I just wish everybody the best. Like, this is awesome. You know, AVN is coming up soon in a few weeks. You're going to have everybody there. I think this is going to be one of the biggest shows for a few, for like the past few years has been great, but I think this year is going to be big. For some reason, I really think 2019 show is going to be off the hook. So if you've never been, make sure you guys get your tickets. You definitely want to be there. It's definitely going to be a show that you want to see, the expo that you definitely want to see. I think a lot that this show is going to bring a lot of the stars out. So you definitely want to be a part of it. Let's talk about gossip and news. Let's go to gossip and news. Let's keep it moving because we've got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. Any gossip and news that we want to talk about tonight?
Well, there's no gossip and news. Nothing really has shook the pillars in the porn world. But I think one thing we definitely need to talk about, since we've covered the meteoric rise of Cardi B this year, we need to talk about what happened this week with Cardi B. With her ex coming onto her Offset, disrupting her show to say, I want you back. I'm sorry.
I'm not mad at him, though. Are you mad at him for doing that? I'm not mad at him because I feel like at this point he got to do anything he can. He got to show up to all of her appearances. You know, he got to be wherever she's going to be because she's probably not accepting his calls. She don't want to talk to him right now. You know, so he got to do what he got to do.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. Listen. I know I'm a little older than some of our listening audience, but remember back, and I think it was maybe 84, 85, where Ahmad Rashad was doing a broadcast on NBC, and he asked Felicia Rashad to marry him live on the air. Right? And then at halftime, they got Felicia Rashad, they brought her to the studio, and she said yes. I was looking at this, and I found the weirdest of similarities, that for you to go and say, interrupt her show, to say, take me back, Cardi B. You're interrupting her show.
Yeah.
You're doing it live. It's a different thing if, you know, you let's say, for example, Cardi is going to be in New York City at Madison Square Garden, right? You know that. And you talk to management to get into her dressing room before she gets there. So when she gets there, then don't take me back, Cardi B is in the dressing room. This is live on stage. I understand. It would be a different story if you were the person that Cardi B broke up with you and you didn't do nothing wrong. From what I'm understanding, this guy has been cheating on her. So you've been cheating on your girl who just gave you a baby. You've been cheating on her. And now you're going to bring out this whole display of Cardi, I want you back. Where was this humongous display when you were going together? Did you ever interrupt her? Did you interrupt her show on Valentine's Day? Did you interrupt her show on her birthday? So, no,
I'm with you. Right. So you're saying that it's disrespectful that he's interrupting her, where it's her work, basically. It's her work.
Exactly.
Is it appropriate for him to do that?
Exactly. That's the thing. It's her work. Same way as it, Cardi B works in a – Cardi B used to work in a strip club. So let's say she's on the stage, and she's dropping it. She's working it. And all of a sudden, the DJ stops, and he comes in and like, Cardi, I want you back. This ain't the place for this right now, man. This is not the place. Now, on the other hand, you putting yourself out there, what if she would have said, you know, get this off there? What if she would say, hey, fuck you? You got an entire arena that's there with cell phone cameras that's taping the incident. Right? And she could have legitimately cursed you out on stage. You're putting yourself and setting yourself up for possible embarrassment.
I get what he's doing, and I'm not mad at what he's doing, but I think that it's too soon. When they say too soon, it's too soon. I think he needs to let her be in, you know what I'm saying, like deal with whatever she got to go through right now and figure it out, because it's obvious that she does care about her baby daddy. And that is her husband still. So, you know what I'm saying? And I think that people got to understand, when you have somebody within, whether it's industry-related, like an adult industry, if it's rapper, actor, singer, whatever, anybody, athlete, these guys are around hundreds of thousands of beautiful women all the time. So seeing a pretty girl is like, you're always going to get that. You're always going to get girls, everybody throwing themselves at you, right? And I think that after a while, it's like, you know, the guys, as they get older in the industry, it's something like they're over it, right? And they're able to be that man that you need them to be. But you have to understand, Offset is not some, like, you know what I'm saying, 40-something-year-old guy. He is still a young guy, and he is new to this industry. And you have to understand that, you know what I'm saying? His life changed overnight, where they went from here to there up to, you get what I'm saying, like from down to the bottom to the top. So this is a different probably class of chicks trying to like talk to him that probably didn't talk to him at first. So I get it, but you got to understand that he's still a guy. And when you're still a guy, you put in certain situations, they do stupid shit. Let's be honest. Guys do stupid shit. They don't even think half the time, Ralph, you're a guy. You know that. You've done stupid shit, and you don't think about the consequences that comes with your stupid shit. So I think that what
I will say that in the past I have done a couple of stupid, not many, but I have done a couple of stupid things. I agree with that one. I agree. And, you know, yeah, right, you do it and you say, well, let the consequences be damned. I'll deal with it later on. I get that one, too. However, even in that statement, if I was dating Cardi B and I wanted her back because I was cheating and I got busted cheating, I do not think that I would interrupt her live show to sit there and say, I want you back. I don't think I would do that one. I think I would try to get it into the dressing room or after the show was over with, when she's in a good mood, something of that nature on stage when she's performing in front of thousands of people, that is not the right time. That'd be like you, for instance. Let's say you was dating someone and you was doing a scene. You would do, let's say, for example, where I guess you're doing a scene with Mr. Marcus. You know, y'all all into the scene, you're doing a doggy style, and all out of somewhere, your boyfriend who you just broke with comes and say, baby, I'm sorry, please take me back. You can be like, well, you're saying, what the hell? It ain't the place, man. You interrupted my scene to ask me to take you back when you the person that's been doing the wrong all this time? Mm-mm.
Yeah. I hope they get it together because I just think they need time. They have a daughter, a brand new, beautiful baby. Your daughter needs the father and she needs her mom. So I definitely hope they get it together. I really think they're really cute together. And we're not there. We don't know what they are going through. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But I really hope for the child that they get it together. That's all. But keep it moving. I want to talk about Orlando Brown. Oh, we're not going to pass up and act like Cardi B didn't drop that money video today either. So at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, let's just say that real quick. Cardi B decided to drop the money video. It is done. It is out. It already reached 1 million views on YouTube, and it's only been out for a couple of hours. Let's just say that I saw it, and I think it's so freaking off the chain. It is awesome. It is super sexy. And yeah, she's butt naked in the video.
Really? I haven't seen the video yet. I gotta look at it.
It's on my Twitter. She's naked in the video. Somebody shows their boobs in the video. What I do like about it, and a lot of people, and she's, to me, for me, it's like inspiration because just for me, somebody that's a part of the adult film industry. I have a history in the adult film industry, and that before the adult film industry, I was definitely an artist in the music industry. And leaving the music industry, getting into adult, and then going back into just the other side, it's definitely inspiration to see somebody come from the adult film, but the adult world, and the sex industry, period, and they're doing they're doing great right now. She's one of the hottest rappers out right now that's on the charts. That's every hit, that everything she comes out with is a hit. And I feel like that's inspiration to people like me and others who are doing like other things within like this industry. And you get what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people who told her, and that, you know, that we are definitely familiar with when people tell us that you can't do it because of what you've done. And because she was a stripper, you can't do this, can't do that. And those people right now are eating their words. Believe it. They're eating their words. Because this girl all along, she was definitely talented. I always saw that. I always thought she was talented. And it doesn't matter if you're a stripper, if you're a porn star, if you have talent, you have talent. And I think that's dope that she's doing her thing right now. So shout out to her again. And then what I liked, Ralph, is when you watch the video, you got to watch it. What I liked is she kept it 100, that she was not scared and shy. She didn't shy away from keeping it 100 or where she come from. And she did, like, a lot of stuff within, like, it looked like strippers and some stuff that she used to do, being, like, comfortable in her own skin, being nude in the video. She was breastfeeding her baby with, like, dress. Like, you can see her boob out. Like, I just thought it was super dope. And I know a lot of people wouldn't understand it, but I thought it was dope because she could have just kept it, like, she could have went another way with it and just said, you know what, now I'm here. I don't have to respect where I come from. And I just think it's dope that she did that because she's saying, you know what, I respect and, you know what I'm saying, I came from this place and I will never forget that. You know, because some girls, they'll go to another place and they act like they never did it before, and I hate that.
Agreed.
You gotta always start it. So yeah.
Actually, I'm looking at the video right this second, and I see something about the breastfeeding.
The
but isn't this the second video from Money?
Huh?
Didn't she already put out a video for this once before?
No, not Money.
I thought she put a video out for Money once before.
No, uh-uh.
Oh,
this is,
we'll
this is not, that's not funny.
Yeah, but I see what she's doing. Yeah. She's, I gotta admit, she is still pushing. I think Cardi is, because, you know, I went on record on this show and said that I thought Cardi B had the potential to be a one-hit wonder after Bodak Yellow came out. And mm-hmm. at the time that I said that, the only thing that was out on Cardi B was Bodak Yellow. The album had not been dropped yet. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that no more. I don't believe that she's certainly not going to be a one-hit wonder. I don't think she's even going to be a one-record wonder.
No.
I think she's going to be one of the women that in the end she's going to be compared to the rap. She's going to be called the rap version of Beyonce. She's going to be the female that's going to keep pushing the boundaries of what her videos look like, how she performs. You know, I don't think she's ever going to lose the idea of where she comes from, where she came from.
You know what?
Whether it's
what's,
the sex
what's
industry.
Interesting when you say that, right? When you say that, Ralph, do you get like how some of the other, not no disrespect to other women, but like when some women come out and they do certain stuff, what Cardi does, but you could tell the difference when somebody is owning it because that's where they come from and that's what they know. And then you have somebody who is told, like, you got to wear this outfit. You got to look like this because it's sexy. This is the look. And you could tell they don't own it because it's not them. You know what I'm saying? With Cardi, this is where she come from. So it's like, of course, you get what I'm saying? She's comfortable. And she's like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I could rock sweats. I could be sexy, but I could also be butt-ass naked and be like,
exactly.
Yeah. And there's some people out there who are going to copy and do the same thing, but it's not the same because it's not you. And I think you should always stay true to who you are. You get what I'm saying? Because everybody will respect that because it's like you. It's true. We believe you. I believe her. Like, I don't mind. That's why I wasn't offended when I saw her naked. I was just like, oh, that's, you could have seen that. Like, you get what I'm saying? Because that's what
mm-hmm.
that's part of what she did. Now,
mm-hmm.
if it was somebody else, it would have been like, what? Why is she doing too much? Do you get what I'm saying? It would have been different. Isn't that weird?
You know what?
Like, it would have been different for me. That's like.
It's funny, like, I look at that, what you just said, like Nicki Minaj, right?
Right.
Now, I am not the biggest fan of Nicki Minaj. I'm really not. I think physically, she is a very beautiful girl. Very beautiful girl. I'm not the biggest fan of her rap music.
Mm-hmm.
If you see the album she has put out, okay,
mm-hmm.
you can, what you just said, you can tell the songs that she's done where she is being herself and the songs
mm-hmm.
she put because she has people behind her saying, you need to have this particular kind of sound.
Right.
You need to look this particular
mm-hmm.
kind of way. Like
mm-hmm.
I had said, like, out of all the Nicki songs, the one that I legitimately like the most is now, look at Matt, I say it's definitely Nicki Minaj. It's not any of Nicki Minaj's actual songs. It's the verse that she did on Kanye West's Monster. That's the hardest
mm-hmm.
Nicki Minaj cut ever. She has never been that hard on any of her own cuts. If maybe Stupid, Stupid Girls. I mean, Stupid Ho, you know. But all the other stuff and bringing in like the EL, what's that, electronic dance music behind her and all, no, that's not you. It's not you. You may want it to be you, but that's.
You know what, you could be pop too. You might as well just do pop. You got a bigger audience. And I think that's when you kind of lose yourself of who you are. Because, see, I know Nicki Minaj, my space Nicki Minaj, when she was not discovered yet. And she was doing what she's supposed to do. She was doing the shit that made her dope and get signed. And when I start seeing her do all this other stuff, theatrics type stuff, I was just like, what the fuck is she doing? Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, on a bigger scale, like, I get it. Like, it got her. But it was kind of, like, oversaturated, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't meant for certain. I just didn't like, all the other stuff, like you said, what she was doing. I didn't like that. But when she went back to, you know what I'm saying, the real stuff, what started her, that's when people was listening. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody, like, you can make dance shit, but are people listening to what you're saying? You know?
Exactly.
Like, people were listening when she did certain stuff, you know, without
all the
theatrics and stuff.
Yeah. And I think if you ask a lot of people what song it stands out for you with Nicki Minaj? It would be the lyrics that she did on Monster. I mean, the Pink album had a couple of
A bees in the track.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Nicki always goes, and I don't understand. Nicki always goes harder when she's on somebody else's record than when she does for her own self. And I don't understand that one. You know, so maybe she's this kind of person that she has to have someone of a heavyweight caliber to bring out the best in her, and on her own she can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas Cardi B is not.
But as a rapper, you have to kind of like, it's kind of like on your stuff is your stuff, and you should go hard on your stuff. But on somebody else's stuff, you can't be whack on somebody else's stuff. So she got to go hard on somebody else's stuff because it's somebody else's stuff. And you don't want to be the weakest link on the record.
Exactly.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get why she's super dope. Because even with the other song I like is the one with the guy, I forget his name, the white boy. What's his name? G-E-Z and all them on the song. I forget the song name. But anyways, she went hard on that. I thought she was dope on that song.
Yeah.
But anyway,
you know, I like
And
I think the other thing where it gives Cardi B her quote-unquote realism is the fact is that she does what she says. Like, when she see Nicki Minaj, she was going to say that to her, which she did. She didn't care if she might get in trouble or arrested. Mm-hmm. She went up there and she said, what'd you say? Mm-hmm. And she approached her and handled it like a girl who was not Cardi B, some big
she was like,
recorder.
Don't
like,
let this rap shit, the same shit.
Don't
me.
Let it fool you.
I'm still Cardi.
And she said, we can either talk or fight. That's it.
Right. What she was saying, everybody in L.A., she was like, run up or shut up. That's what she was saying.
Yep.
You can run up or shut up. You gonna either, like, we can fight or don't say nothing. Let's just squash it and just keep it moving. I don't like you. You don't like me. It is what it is. You ain't gonna do nothing. So we might as well just shut up and just go on by our ways. Because ain't nobody gonna fight. But if we gonna fight, let's get that over right now. Because don't let this shit move.
Let's shoot that fair one. Let's shoot that fair one and keep it pushing.
You get what I'm saying? But what I respect about what she did when she did that, a lot of people was like trying to make jokes and shit. But I'm like, I respect her because some people, they do like, you know, they like, you know, when people are just doing rap stuff just to create a scene, right? And then you have people who really take this stuff serious, like, you know, like, is it a problem? And she really ran up on her, like, is it a problem? Because when you start bringing somebody's kids and personal, like, stuff like that, like, that's no joke. That's not something you joke about. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm with her. I would have did the same thing. Like, we gonna just squash it, or we can fight.
Exactly.
You pick
Let's take
one.
It to
I'm
the
gonna
streets.
Let you pick. We could take it to the street.
The street.
Or we could just leave it here. We could leave it here, too. Don't say nothing about me. I ain't going to say nothing about you. I don't like you and you don't like me. So what? Okay, let's move on. Because shit ain't going to change.
And the other thing I like that Cardi B put out, did you see the small little video she put out where she was drinking the coffee and she was talking about her gag reflex?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, You had to say that she is certainly one of the larger entertainers walking around the planet right this minute. And for her to go on camera and say, For her to go on camera and
say, because back in the day, somebody would have been like, no, don't do that. You cannot do that. Please do not say that. But what I don't like about that is,
I'm saying, could you imagine Whitney Houston? Or now, if someone, let's say Rihanna, says, you know, my ass is getting fatter because I've been taking that dick in my ass. The internet would be like, you said what? Exactly. One girl said, I almost lost my gag reflex because I ain't sucked dick in so long. I miss it. I miss the
dick. But it's normal for her. But you get what I'm saying? Like, you're not surprised. It's kind of like, Cardi said that. Okay, that's cool. Because it's like, once again, you got to look at her background. So people are not shocked. It's no shock by you. It's still like, she just like you. You get what I'm saying? That's how girls relate to Cardi B, because they look at her like she like my girlfriend Keisha down the street. That's how she is. They relate to her because she's really relatable. Let's be honest. And when somebody
she
else
like my
doing
homegirl
it, like, why is she trying so hard? You get what I'm saying?
She like my homegirl Shaquana.
We don't see them.
I can't imagine, and I think this is why the AVN is going to be so big this year. I can't imagine what she is going to bring when she steps on that stage. I can't, right this second, I can't imagine. I think Cardi B is going to destroy the AVN award show this year. It's going to
be
pandemonium, right? And God forbid that girl decides to walk the AVN award show itself before the show. Everybody is going to stop what they are doing because that woman is walking
got
around
right
now.
In the coop. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Take a little ass. Hey.
Yeah.
Yes,
and hell,
she's so good. I'm
going to be honest. It wouldn't surprise me too tough if she did walk around the convention floor, and let's say she goes by the Greg Lansky Black booth, and she get up there on that stage, and nobody wants to talk to any of the girls that Greg Lansky brought. If Cardi B's up on that stage, they're going to take pictures and talk to Cardi B.
I would not be surprised at all. Yeah, they ain't going to talk to the girls. I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't think that's a good idea either. But so, I think I do have that feeling. But I do have that feeling that she is going to walk around the AVN Expo floor.
She's very like approachable, so she's definitely gonna do that. Gonna do that.
And she's gonna walk around without security. Without security.
Yes.
Without security.
I love that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I just think that's super dope. Like, it's not a lot of people like that. Like, some people are so like scared by their fans, and I get it. But you get what I'm saying? Like she feel like, you know what I'm saying, I'm still that normal girl. And I think that when you live your life normal, like, you know what I'm saying, still be normal, that's when you can at least enjoy some of this stuff. Because people, like, when you looked at, like, Michael Jackson and certain people like that, they couldn't even go out. They had to disguise themselves and do stuff like that. I couldn't imagine having that much money and that much fame and couldn't enjoy it. Like, that's just crazy. That don't even make sense. It don't add up to me. Anyways, awesome, you guys. What I want to look at for AVN, I want to see, because we always talk about this, Ralph, what people could be wearing this year. I want to know, not only on the red carpet, I want to know what people going to be wearing to the show, to the expo. Girls, ladies, let me get y'all together real quick, okay? Not everybody. It's only about maybe 15% of y'all out there who still don't know what the hell to wear. Let me get y'all together real quick. Me and Ralph will give y'all some tips. Here's the tips of the night.
Don't wear sweatpants.
Please don't wear those cheap-ass shoes. Y'all going to be walking around a lot. So if you go and buy these $10, $20 shoes, y'all going to break your heel. Your heel going to be leaning to the side. You can't do that. So we're going to need y'all to, like, maybe spend a little money on your shoe. Or, girl, bring your flats, ladies. Bring your flats until you – well, no, that's not true either, because, see, I'm not going to wear no flats walking through the crowd. I got to go – you got to be a diva the whole way. Bring your flats and maybe bring them in the back of something and take them off, take a break or something, and then put your shoes back on. But don't wear those cheap-ass shoes where you're breaking your shoes and your shoes all going to the side. We don't want to see that this year. What you don't want to see this year, Ralph?
I don't want to see you porn stars at the booth – with those damn sweats on. I don't want to see nobody at their booth with sweatpants on that say Juicy on your ass. I really don't want to see you at the booth if you have Uggs on. I don't want to see you at the booth
and
if you have Uggs on.
And a swimsuit top with some Uggs. What the fuck?
Yeah. I don't want to see that crap.
She going skiing, but she going swimming. We don't get where the hell you going. It is 20 degrees outside. Nobody want to see you in a damn swimsuit and some sweats. What the hell? Get your ass dressed. Be on time. It looks like you was being late. That's crazy as hell. Nobody spend all their money. Some of these fans spend all their money, Ralph. They spend all their life savings to come to AVN each year. And you show up in your damn sweats. Nobody want to see your ass in those old tired-ass sweats.
Ladies, I know that the Avian Expo is long hours and it's long days. It's 4 days long and it's at least 10 hours a day. I understand you want to say, well, hell, I need to be comfortable. I got no problem with you being comfortable. But comfortable where you are still sexy for your fans is a whole lot different than you being comfortable where you're in the confines of your bedroom. It's a whole lot different. Right.
If
so
Beyonce
please.
Can walk out on that stage and do a whole damn set for all that time that she do just because y'all bought all those expensive ass tickets, would it be wrong if she say, you know what, y'all, I'm kind of tired and I'm going to sit down the whole night. Fuck that. I pay for you to do this and do that. Do you get what I'm saying? She's never going to do that. She's always going to put on a show. So if these porn stars, if these guys come and they pay a ticket to come see your ass, you give them a show, meaning put on some clothes. Nobody want to see you with tassels on your damn titties. Nobody want to see that kind of outfit.
Hold it. Okay. I gotta interrupt that one. The tassels.
But your outfit is not tassels and a tacky ass bra and panty set you bought from the Hustler store. No.
Hold on a second. That one, I'm willing to give you a pass, and I'm only giving you the pass because if you wear that kind of outfit, tassels, pasties, and you're at the Avian Expo at a booth, I will give you the pass for that one. If you're walking the red carpet in that same outfit, no, you don't get a pass, because I get the idea what you're saying. Well, it's a sex industry. Yes, it is, but the Avian Expo, the award show. Remember that last part, award show. And now for years it's been picked up by Showtime, which means that you are going to be seen on this red carpet by 40, 50 million people. You don't want to be coming out there looking a hot mess or wearing something that's going to be embarrassing, because just like when you film your movie, once it's out there, it's never going away. The Avian Award Show is never going to come off of Showtime.
Yeah, that is embarrassing.
Right,
so
because it'll be on Showtime. Somebody will upload it to Pornhub or X for Hamster or wherever. It's going to be around forever. So
take your tags off your dresses, ladies. We know you might go return these damn dresses. Okay, take your damn tags, tuck them in at least. Okay, don't come to the Avian red carpet with your tags all out because your ass decided that you want to wear a dress that you're going to take back.
Exactly. And ladies, I'm not sitting there even saying you got to come walking down the Avian Award Show red carpet in a $1,000 dress and $600 shoes. Hell, if you could pull off the look going to Forever 21 and get the same look that's affordable in the budget, because let's be real, everybody got a budget, I'm cool with that one. But goddamn, don't come walking down the red carpet look like your ass just went into a Hot Topic. Just grabbed a couple of things, and you said, oh, that's good enough, and I'm doing some Nikes, and that's my outfit. Hell no, take your ass home. Don't come down. Listen, rule number one, do not come down to AVN Awards red carpet with a book bag on. Do not come down to AVN red carpet with your DVD in your hand telling people to buy your disc. Don't do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Somebody did
that once before, and everybody on the red carpet was clowning the girl. They're like, what the hell is her problem? You got your DVD in your hand, talking about buy my disc. Oh, my new scene is that. Buy my disc. Look. No. Don't come. Number three. Do not walk down the Avian red carpet, because I remember this last year, looking like you're on your way to Comic-Con. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's tacky.
All right. Let's have a little bit of taste. You could be sexy. You could be slutty, but let's be tasteful. And fellas, please, do not come down the Avian red carpet with skinny jeans hanging off
let's
your
get
ass.
The guys. We never get the guys.
Right.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say that again. Fellas, do not come walking down the Avian red carpet with a pair of skinny jeans on that are dirty or faded looking and they're hanging halfway off your ass. Don't do that one.
Or with right. a muscle, with a stretched out muscle t-shirt that don't.
And you
ain't got
no
muscles. You ain't
don't
got no muscles and a fake gold chain and some jeans and a belt and your pants pulled up all the way by your waist. I can't. Don't do that.
Exactly.
Don't do that.
Exactly.
That don't look right.
And don't come right. down to Avian. And this is for guys or girls. Do not walk the Avian red carpet in a onesie. Don't do that.
Oh.
Don't do that. Do not walk down the Avian red carpet in a onesie. I will jump on that red carpet and slap you if you do that. Don't do
that.
That
is just terrible.
That is just tactful, distasteful, disrespectful. You're broke ass. Don't do it. I'm not, once again, fellas, I'm not sitting here saying you got to walk down the aisle in a $3,000 Armani suit. You can go to Men's Warehouse and get you a great suit for $200-$300. You know, hell, you can go to Sears and get you a good suit for $200-$300.
You go to Sears and get your whole outfit.
You can get for $300. You can get a suit for $300. That's you can get a
socks.
Suit, a tie, shirt, a suit, a tie, some socks, right, and a halfway decent pair of shoes for $300.
Okay.
Right. Oh, wait. Do not come walking down the Avian red carpet, fellas, wearing a throwback jersey. What else can they not wear? I want to see the fellas walk down the red carpet with a style of class. You know.
Yeah, I want to see them dressed up. It's
I
want to
see you dress up.
I think that people get it twisted with the adult film industry. I think that we can look a certain way. We don't have to look like what they, you know. It's a one night that you are. You don't have to be naked. So put some clothes on and look sexy. You could be sexy, stylish, you know, trendy, fashionistas. Like let's see some of your styles. Because I tell y'all, like if y'all don't, I'm gonna open the business and basically be a fashion. Stylist.
We're gonna
have to bring some stylists on or something, Ralph. I don't know.
No.
Come on, y'all. Y'all gonna have to help me because this is crazy.
We're gonna do this, and I mean this. If I see anybody coming down that Avian red carpet looking like a piece of trash, I'm going Instagram live right there on the red carpet. And I'm putting your ass on blast. I'm gonna come and say, would you please state your name for the camera? Oh, hi, my name is India. India, where did you get that goddamn
right.
dress from?
Well, I gotta be
did you get it
name.
From the Goodwill?
What the hell?
I'm saying because I'm talking to you right now because you're on the phone. I'm not saying that's going to be
crazy.
You. I'm just saying as an example. Did you get the dress from the Goodwill? Did you just roll out of bed? Were you not able to get a hair appointment? What's up with your nails? Why are your nails chipped?
Oh my God, this is bad.
That's going to be the convo right then and there on the red carpet, right? Because I understand that it is a sex business. However, it is an award show that is broadcast on cable television. Have a look. Could you imagine? Think about this. Could you imagine Halle Berry walking down the red carpet to the Oscars, right, in some spandex with high heels on? Could you imagine that?
No.
I can't, because it wouldn't happen. Could you imagine, what's his name? I'm about to say Denzel, for example, walking down the red carpet to the Oscars in a Philadelphia Eagles jersey and a baseball cap. Hell no. Hell no.
No.
No. That's all I'm saying, people. Let's be classy for at least that 5 hour period. Let's be classy. Let's show the world that we have a little taste of style. Even myself, I'm going to be taking pictures, but I'm still going to be dressed like I'm walking a red carpet. I got shoes on, you know, a nice button up shirt, some slacks, maybe a suit. Only thing you're not going to catch me in is a tie, because I really don't like ties. Now, I'll give the guys that one. I'm not a big fan of ties, right, because I got a big neck. Well, it ain't that big. It's only 17 and a half, but I just don't like ties. However, there are circumstances where I will put on a tie. And, fellas, a tie, not a clip-on. Learn how to tie a tie. Whether it's a regular tie, a Windsor knot, or as some people do, they come and they have a bow tie on. I think the bow tie is kind of cool. But, God forbid, if you come there with a clip tie, I'm going to crack on you. If you're 46 years old and you don't know how to tie a tie, I'm going to make jokes about you. I'm just letting you know this right now. It's going to be Def Comedy Jam on the ABN red carpet. Because I'm going to make jokes.
You're going to get kicked off the red carpet.
I'm going to get you on the red carpet. I ain't going to wait till after the thing is over. I'm getting your ass on the red carpet. Just be warned.
Getting the fight.
Huh? No, I ain't gonna get no fight.
India said it. I didn't even say nothing. Really?
India said what?
I didn't say nothing. But okay.
What someone said you say?
No, I'm just saying they gonna say I said it, not you. You know how it go. India started it. I didn't do anything. Okay, whatever. Come on, Ralph, let's go.
Ralph, you got my back? Nope, because I ain't say it. Nope, I ain't got your back. I ain't say it.
You said it.
You said it. Prove it. I'm be like, prove it. Prove it.
Said it.
But even with all this, I mean, we up here with cracking jokes. But in all seriousness, like people, let's have a little bit of a taste and style on the red carpet this year. No.
Yeah, let's have fun. Have fun.
Have fun. And like I said, I think the addition of Cardi B, the Expo is going to be crazy. I did hear the rumor that somewhere in the city, Tiffany Haddish is going to be around there too, because she's performing in Las Vegas that week. That's going to be crazy. You know, so who knows? She just may come to the AB Expo too.
What are some of the things that you have planned that you want to change? Anything that you want to, like, glow up in the new year? Like, what is, like, a glow up for you? That you want to, like, see yourself, you know what I'm saying, like, doing something, like, better or different. I know I have one. I have few, actually. But one of the ones I want to share tonight is Dollhouse Radio. We've been around a long time, and this year has been super crazy for me. But this coming year, I plan to just really start it off where – no matter what I'm doing and no matter how busy I am, I make sure that I give the energy to this. So because this has been around longer than some of the stuff that I'm doing right now. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you can kind of put something on the back burner sometimes and you could tell because that energy is not there. And I just want to say that I don't want people out there to think that, because I feel like we should get better and better and better and better. So one of my glow ups is to definitely put more energy into Dollhouse this coming year. And you know what I'm saying? Even if it's 60% more, it's more than what, you know what I'm saying? Like last year. So I definitely, that's one of my glow ups. I'm definitely trying to put more energy into this because I definitely think that we can be better. And I think that I can be better. And I really love the show. I love what we do here at Dollhouse Radio, and with the other shows coming in, we definitely have to be example. So, yes, that's one of my glow ups. But I have a few. I'm not going to tell all, but that's one of mine. You have one?
I do have one. That in 2019, I would personally like to get deeper into the behind the scenes makings and happenings of the industry. That's what I would like to do, because this year, And it's actually funny that people think of me that way, but I noticed that at the AVN last year that a lot of people just wanted me to come and talk to them about the industry. And some performers and talents look at me as an industry source when it comes to how to break into the industry, how to maintain yourself, how to build a career. And now when there's problems in the industry, because of this platform that I'm on right here, when they get a whiff that something is wrong, they'll contact me and say, "Ralph, what can I do? What can we do to help? What can we do to get this problem solved?" Like, for example, a couple of months ago, a local talent in the New York City area had a problem, and they reached out to me to give them some help, and I got in touch with Alana from the union, and the situation got solved before it got out of hand, right? And everything was checked and verified that this person was doing things the correct way. And now with this scenario that we spoke about last week with Mr. Marcus, I mean, I'm one of the people that's trying to help him with that problem. So a lot of people look to me as Ralph Terry is someone who is certainly trustworthy. I trust his opinion. I trust that he's going to do the right thing and not try to fuck me over or lead me down the wrong path. And I take that with a great measure of pride and definite respect and admiration that people think of me in that nature, because I never thought about that before. So for me, I would like to see myself get more involved with our porn union, with the East Coast talents. To like, I have an idea that I want to implement in January with the East Coast talents, and it's going to take a help of a gentleman out there in Las Vegas to get it done. But I think it's something that we do where we start. It's time for the East Coast talents, and I say talents, I mean production companies, male talents, female talents, photographers, makeup artists. It's time for all of us to stop completely being individuals and come to realize that we all need each other one way or the other to do the business, so that we're taken and thought of as being a serious presence. Because on the East Coast, there's a whole lot of people out here doing adult movie stuff.
No.
But not everybody is doing it the correct way.
Really, you have other cities who actually done that, and Miami is definitely one of those cities who basically, you know what I'm saying, kind of like you can say now that not only L.A. and Vegas, but Miami also is a whole different market. But it's definitely another contender where, you know, there's other production companies there who are taken serious. Where when it comes down to New York, and it's kind of weird because New York is one of the fastest, busiest cities, and where porn does reside, you would think that it would already be far along like L.A., but it's not. And like
it's
you
way
said,
behind.
I think it's because everybody is an individual. Nobody is really coming together and saying, let's take this shit serious, let's build together, and let's make our city one of the places where you come here to, like, if you're coming from New York or the East Coast, you got to stop by New York to, like, be, like, official. You get what I'm saying? You don't have to go all the way to L.A. because that's what everybody does. They go to L.A. or they're going to Miami. So it's like, why isn't New York one of those places? But it's exactly what you just said. You just answered that question. It is, and I definitely believe that. And I hope that it does get better because it could be one of those cities. It could. You got all the resources there. There's a lot of people coming from all around, Connecticut. You get what I'm saying? Jersey. You got everybody, Philly. You got all those people come from different places around New York that don't have to go all the way to L.A. Like, come on.
Exactly. So. You don't, and we have the resources. The only thing that I will say that the East Coast does not have that L.A. has, realistically speaking, is the weather. I will give you that. L.A., that bump, that you do have a better weather than what we have here in the East Coast, because West Coast does not really, at least Los Angeles, does not have to contend with snow. It really doesn't have to contend with rain, but definitely snow. It doesn't have to contend with that one. So I understand people saying, well, no, as far as shooting out, location shooting, that's a little harder to do because, you know, you have so many scenic areas in Los Angeles to shoot at. So I'll grant that one. But that's still nothing saying that our version of the weather or location still can't be as attractive. It's just a different kind of attraction. Like I have said to people, say, why don't we go up and shoot in the Poconos? And the first thing they say, well, don't nobody want to go shoot in the Poconos. Why not? Why not? We can go shoot in the Poconos, Atlantic City, if we go down to Maryland, Baltimore. You know, there are scenic places on the East Coast where productions can get done and it still have a West Coast feel to it. It may not be a West Coast, but it still have a West Coast feel. But before we start getting to stuff with locations, the people involved in it all need to start vibing together. That's what's first needed. Everybody got to start vibing together and get on one basic page that, hey, we all are connected in some kind of way. That's the most important piece. And once that happens, then when West Coast, like this week, now it is Friday, December 21st. Right this minute, there are at least four major porn stars in the New York City area. And the truth of the matter is that nobody knows nothing about it. I do, but nobody else knows nothing about it. Why is that? Why aren't they contacting me and say, hey, I'm coming out here. Let's arrange something. Let's get a shoot going. Whether it be content or paid shoot. Nobody. Nobody's reaching out to them. And the four people that are out here are not exactly lightweight people. You know? All four of them are AVN nominees in one year or another. And no one is reaching out to them. Nobody. No East Coast talent is reaching out to them to do some work with them. Why is that? Because we're all not on the same page. We all need to be on one basic page. And that's what I think I would like to do. I think I'd like to be more involved in that side of the business, the behind-the-scenes stuff. India?
Ralph?
Yes?
I'm talking, and the phone on mute. I'm sorry. I said, I'm sitting here talking. I said, I think that would be awesome. I think it would be awesome for you to do that.
I think so, too. I've been giving it a lot of thought lately, and I think so, too.
You know, if it definitely would take some organizing and, you know what I'm saying, some time, but I definitely think it could be done, and I'm still shocked that you didn't have a lot of people that are trying to really seriously do that right now. And it's so many other markets open. You have Atlanta. Atlanta struggles so much, and you have a lot of people here also. That's, you know, in the South region. But, like, for me, I think Miami takes over that. But you have a lot of people who try to do porn. It struggles. It's like a struggle city for porn. Like, you know, they want it here, but it's not here, not really. You know what I'm saying?
No.
But it could be so many other places. But people really don't have the resources. And the people who do it, it's so low budget that it's really not really taken serious. So I don't know.
Agreed.
I would love
put some thought into your locations, your budget, all that stuff. Look, I understand everybody wants a big West Coast talent, whether it be male or if you're a girl, female. I mean, you know, I understand that one. But it's like I've always said, West Coast people are used to shooting in houses that are like multi-million dollars. They're used to a makeup artist. They're used to a camera crew. Trying to have them come in and shooting in, you know, and no disrespect, a Motel 6 doesn't work. Trying to put them in the four hour joints, you know, the 4 hour pussy joints, doesn't work. Not having lights, not having a makeup artist, doesn't work. If you're gonna sit and say, well, man, you know, if I shoot with you, I'm gonna make sure you got that good that food and you got that good smoke. People could give a goddamn about the food and the smoke. Well, maybe less about the smokes and the food, right? They're going to care about is the what you're shooting. Is it going to make me look good? Is it quality? And more importantly, can I sell it? Will anybody buy it? So if you say, well, I got that good smoke for you, but you shooting a shitty scene, guess what? They spent more money on the smoke than what people are going to spend on that scene. That's what matters. But that's a whole long conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, we got into a whole lot of so much stuff going on, you guys. I can't wait for 2019. Make sure that you guys, if you are making your glow-ups and your new resolutions for the year, what I like to do is start them now. Don't wait to January. Start them now. Start putting some of the stuff out there in the universe of what you want to see, what you want to do. Start doing some of those things now. And that means, like, you don't have to start doing the actual actual work. You don't mean you have to do the actual whatever you're trying to do. Just do the work. Just like working up to do, you know what I'm saying, the big picture of it. So just putting in the work and just putting it out there of whatever it is you're trying to do. So if you're trying to start a business, then that means you need to already, like, start your research of what you need to do for that business. So I would start that now. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're trying to buy a new house for this coming year, then you might want to start looking for that house. Go look for the house that you want. Don't wait till next year. Do that now. Start getting, you know, just do all those things right now. Just get the little things in motion. And that's what I like to do each year. I don't like to wait till January because sometimes, you know, we wait for that, the year to come, and that's when everything's supposed to change, like magic, right? But that's not true.
Right.
I think that you can start everything that you want and get it in motion now. Today it starts now, so that's what I'm definitely doing. Even I started everything, like, last week. I started doing things and putting things out there that I want to do. So we definitely want to do that, you guys. I actually sent Ralph and Angela a message tonight. I want to do a meeting on Sunday. We're going to be talking about Dollhouse Radio stuff for next year. So, like, these are things that we're already starting, that I already want to start doing. So I definitely want to just encourage people to just do that. Try it different this year. You know, if you want to lose weight, you don't have to wait till January the 1st to go to the gym. Go to the gym. Take your big ass to the gym tonight. What about that? Start working out in your house right now. Do some squats. Like, that's what it's about. So I really hope that everybody has a great 2019, a great new year. Be safe out there. Make sure you guys, if you're drinking, don't be driving, and definitely don't be texting.
Exactly.
I really, really, really wish you guys the best. And cover up. Make sure y'all cover up there. There's a lot of stuff going on. You got people catching colds and getting the flu and all kinds of stuff. Make sure y'all cover up. Don't be out there trying to be sexy and catching colds and stuff. So
yeah. And wrap it up too. Stop running up
wrap
in the
up.
Raw.
Yeah, wrap it up. Wrap it up. We're not just talking about those boobs and those stomachs. We're talking about wrap it up. Make
wrap
sure y'all
it
wrap
up.
It up. Be safe out there and have fun. Huh?
Prophylactics. You know,
yes.
Condoms.
Yes.
Safe sex.
We definitely love you guys and appreciate you guys. Do you have anything else you want to add, Ralph, before we
yes.
go?
Yes, first and foremost, I want to say to India, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I love you to death. You know, I want to wish you and your family a very Happy New Year. And to every single person that has either called into this show, listened to this show, been a guest on this show, I want to wish everybody a very safe and happy New Year, a Merry Christmas. I hope you get everything that you want. I hope Santa was good to you. I hope Santa will be good to you. And I hope everything goes well for you in the next year. That's what I want to say.
Yep. So we will definitely see you guys on the other side here 2019. I cannot wait, you guys, and everybody is going to be at an AVN Awards this coming year. We'll see you guys there too. Other than that, we'll see y'all next year. We love y'all so much. Do not forget, we are not here this coming Friday. We won't be back until the first week of January 2019. So we will see y'all next year. We love y'all so much. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Dollhouse Radio.
Happy New Year. India, I'm going to call you right after the show. India, I'm going to call you after the show because I need to talk to you about something that's really important. But
okay.
I think we
okay.
should go out with a little Christmas music. Frankly, I'm tired of the Christmas music I've been hearing lately in the stores. Now, I don't want to hear no more Temptations.
Right.
I don't want to hear Mariah Carey no more. Right. So I think we're going to end it a little differently today, our last broadcast. And once again, to everybody, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Be
Happy
safe.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Be kind. Be good
Yay.
To each other.
Be safe. Yes. Be kind and love each other. Bye, guys. Yay.
Bye, everybody.
It's 12:30 a.m. Christmas Eve. I'm out with the gangsters and thieves. Celebrated, posted up with eggnog, head up, up in my cup. Put Rudolph and Moses, slail, bang, bang, and coasting down the block. But be careful for the heart because it's posted. Some say to this day that Christmas ain't nothing but another day. But out of respect, I gotta give the Lord his day. Tell me, where do the homeless and bums got to sleep? Where do the hungry and the needy greedies got to eat? Life is so crucial and cold. That's for the children in this world. They hope. Dreams can't afford the young and old churches and spiritual dreams, seasonal things. Heard throughout the ghetto reaches gangsters and dope fiends. Cause those who ain't able to get it, now can finally get it. Cause the ghetto Santa Claus will sprinkle the hood. Now we born and live into a new year, a better thing. Celebrate with some champagne.
Now on the first day of Christmas, my homeboy gave to me a sack of that crazy glue and told me to smoke it up slowly. Now on the second day of Christmas, my homeboy gave to me a fifth of Hen Dog and told me to take my mind off that weed. Now by the third day of Christmas, my big homeboy gave to me a whole lot of everything and it wasn't up a game to me.
Back then you woke up to the sound, I saw mama kissing Santa, made you reminisce on the old-fashioned Christmas days. Dismissed a fat man jolly with joy, down your chimney with toys for little girls and boys. Pumped up, I jumped up before the sun peeked in and hoped to catch a Santa Claus creeping down my hall. Went to the window, put my eyes to the sky to see if I could see the sleigh that parlay and push the fat guy. I sigh, ain't no sign, but everything under this tree in my house is mine. My bike that and this plastic nine to do fine till next year come. I try to see the same thing, they got us brainwashed up. And when you find it ain't no Santa, Christmas still mean a lot. Cause it's the time to get together and give all you got. You got food, good moods, and what's better than together with your peoples? Where wishes, give a toast by the tree, it's Merry Christmas.
Santa Claus, don't get too close because you might get shot. On the ceiling, Jack Frost chilling, pinch the Grinch for being a holiday villain. Season's greetings, all the proceeds are brought to you by the church house where we'll be eating chestnuts roasting on the open fire, singing my jingle. Where is Kris Kringle? I didn't cop and I ain't even shout. I even stayed in the house when the homies tried to sneak me out. Now all I want for Christmas is my 6-4 Chevrolet and a granddaughter for her grandmother Beverly. Ain't that something? Nah, ain't that nothing? How it's Christmas time and my rhyme steady bumping. Everybody happy, hair still nappy. Gonna steal a gift for my old grandpappy. Catch me giving out turkeys at the church house. Don't try to work me, just stand in line and everything gonna be fine. Holla at your folks, boys, going damn. Ain't no helps from no elves, just the dog pan. And we passing our gifts, blazing up splits. Christmas on the road, can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Santa Claus.
And boys full of joy with the season cheer. Smell the sky, hella pies and cakes getting baked. To be ate after everything gone off your plate. But wait, not tonight, it's straight beans and rice. On the table, are we able to receive tonight? I wonder what the morn bringing, so it's hard to doze off. 3 o'clock in my socks, I crack the dope song. Hoping when I open the door, I see Santa. Now who the hell is this in this blue bandana? Messing with the boxes that's up under the tree. Look like Santa Claus and crossed into a woman to me. Now I'm coming to see the whole picture get clearer.
how we have less as X-Men get nearer. Mirror, mirror, please, it seems I've been deceived. And thank it, thank Trick for the gifts I received. So I freak back and act like I ain't even peeped it. This'll be me and mom's private secret.
Santa Claus.